Hey everybody, it's True. And today's episode, we're going to talk about our business. So at the beginning, when we recorded our first episode, I had emphasized that talking about the business was going to be a part of this. And so I'm following up with that, following through with that. And so where are we at? So many of you know, if you've been listening to our content and following us on social media, we are not only interested in educating you about your skin and skin health, and talking about ways to have healthy skin in a natural way, using a natural approach. We've also been doing this to build a business, to actually make a difference, to change the industry. That's our really big vision, is to see the industry change as a whole, the skincare industry, to switch from using synthetics and chemicals to things that are a lot more natural. And if we can even make a small splash, shift a little bit of the industry, I think we would have done a good job. So anyways, our business, we are in the process of setting up for launch. We have been working on three different products, and one of the products will probably be live, in the middle of September or possibly early September. So our product lineup includes a cleansing bar, a moisturizer, and a vitamin C serum. We are definitely going to get into sunscreen because of how important that is for your skin health. But in terms of capital expenditures, we're just not there yet. We gotta make some sales with our products first before we can reinvest our capital for R&D on a sunscreen. The difference is that sunscreens are considered over-the-counter drugs, and so FDA regulations are a lot stricter versus cosmetics. So let's talk about our first product. That is a cleansing bar. Excuse me. That cleansing bar is considered a Syndet bar. And what that means is that it uses a non-traditional surfactant, which is a foaming agent. So traditional soaps are made by mixing fat with a base, like lye, L-Y-E. That's the traditional method of saponification. And that's how you get a bunch of natural soaps. The problem with saponification is that because the base that's used to make the salts of fatty acids, which are the soap, that's the actual detergent found in soap, being so basic, it raises the pH of the soap. So most saponified soap bars have a pH of 10 or 11. And it's not great for your skin. It actually strips your skin of its acid mantle, its resting acidic pH, which is normally around 5. And so a Syndet bar differs in that it uses a gentle cleanser, a gentle surfactant. And that's what our bar does. So the bar consists of largely vegetable oil. And then the surfactant used, the detergent, is called sodium cocal isothionate. And basically that is a gentle surfactant derived from coconut oil, and it is pH balance. That's one of the main key differences between a regular soap and a Syndet bar, is that it's pH balance. It matches your skin's pH. So our bar is a pH of 5.0. It has not only vegetable oil and sodium cocal isothionate, it has a little bit of water, it has avocado oil, it has something called kahai seed oil, and kahai is a plant found in tropical regions, and it has a nice scent. Even though it is technically a fragrance-free bar, it imparts a little bit of a nice smell. And then it also has a quaternium guar gum derivative. So guar gum is a naturally occurring gum. It's a thickening agent. When it's made into a quaternary form, it's actually a conditioner. So I say all that to say it will also be a shampoo bar. So I was inspired to do this because I like to keep my shower routine pretty simple. All I do is I grab the bar and I go head to toe. And it is quick, it is moisturizing, and it's easy. So it was designed with the guys in mind, but I would love if the ladies liked it too. We'll see. You can be the judge. That's why we're bringing this to market, so that you can judge our work. That's what this is all about. You judging us and giving us feedback. And that's what we want, because we want to serve you. And a part of doing this too is serving ourselves. We wanted something that we would be really happy with ourselves. And I am very much with this. So be on the lookout. It should be on Amazon within the next 2 to 3 weeks. I literally just finished up with my graphic designer and our box manufacturer on putting the finishing touches on, and now it's going to go to production. So it'll be on our Amazon storefront, MD Crafted. It's not yet set up, so if you're listening to it, today is August 24th. Give it a few days, give it a few weeks, and hopefully it's up there for you to check out. We're calling that a soft launch. We're not going to publicize it that much apart from the podcast and our social media. I'll probably email the email list too. If you are on the email list, you're going to get a notification that we launched on Amazon. But our website isn't even done yet. So when the website is done, that's when we will do a bigger production launch. And that's really going to be saved for our moisturizer, because this has been about, I guess, 8 months in the making, the moisturizer. I started prototyping this moisturizer in January. And again, if you're following our social channels, then you'd see that I started in our home lab, which is a bedroom converted into a lab. And obviously I couldn't bring that to market because I don't have a GMP certified bedroom. But I had to work with the contract manufacturer to get that really dialed in. And obviously I had to have it tested for microbial preservation to ensure that it's safe to use and for a long time, not just like you dip your hand in this jar once and it's contaminated. No, actually we passed this really rigorous preservation test, which took about 6 weeks. And I was really pleased with the fact that it made it through that, because, you know, using natural ingredients and the closest to natural preservative, which is called phenoxyethanol, which is actually found in nature, and it is like a byproduct of rose water. I was a little concerned about preservation, but thank God it passed, and we can bring it to the market. So the moisturizer, let's talk about that for a second. The moisturizer has a lot of cool stuff. It has coconut oil, which I'm a big fan of. It has avocado oil. It has niacinamide, squalene, and it has cetyl alcohol. Coconut oil, you've probably heard me talk about this quite a bit. It's a very good moisturizer, and it also has oils that match your skin's oils. The reason I like coconut oil is that when it's emulsified, when it's combined with water, it actually has antibacterial properties because of an ingredient called lauric acid. Lauric acid is a 12 carbon chained fatty acid, and it has antimicrobial properties. In addition, there's a derivative of lauric acid called monolaurin, which is the monoglyceride of the triglyceride of lauric acid. And that's a mouthful, but basically it's a very potent antimicrobial. So it can help with skin contamination, and it's as moisturizing as petroleum, which is what's in Vaseline, according to this study that was done in the Philippines, which was a randomized clinical trial. Blinded. So that's pretty robust data. It wasn't a huge group of people, but it was enough to be convincing enough that I can make that claim. Avocado oil. It has been shown to improve wound healing, accelerate wound healing. So that wasn't the primary reason we chose it. I actually liked it because, one, it has low skin penetration. Two, it actually is kind of slippery without feeling greasy. So that was one of the reasons that I chose avocado oil. When I put on a moisturizer, and I have to because I wash my hands all day because I see patients all day, I don't like to feel greasy. So if you're like me, you're gonna like this moisturizer. In fact, I feel like I designed it for hand use, but I've, you know, after the shower, you can use it anywhere, including your face, which some people would argue with me that, oh, coconut oil on your face, bad idea, man. Well, actually, when it's emulsified, it should not cause acne because, again, it can kill Cutibacterium acnes, which is one of the bacteria that is responsible for causing acne in the first place. Niacinamide is a B3 vitamin. It's an aminated version of niacin, which is just what you know as traditional B3. And it has a lot of anti-aging properties. It's been shown to improve skin discoloration, skin aging, wrinkling. And if you take it orally, niacinamide, it can actually reduce your risk of skin cancer. Squalene. Squalene is actually found in your sebum. It is a naturally occurring oil that your body actually makes, and it's obviously a moisturizing oil, but it can actually also reduce signs of aging. And I didn't really know about this until I read about this, but it was always in the back of my mind because some of my patients with like severe acne and acne scarring, they actually have younger looking skin. And I was always like, why is that a phenomenon that I observe? And it would make sense. If they have a lot of oil secretion, a lot of sebaceous gland activity, perhaps it's the endogenous squalene that their skin makes that keeps their skin looking younger. I think that that's actually described in the medical literature, in fact, that people with acne scars, despite their scarring, have younger looking skin. Very, very sebaceous skin looks younger in general. And lastly, acetyl alcohol. Acetyl alcohol it's a fatty alcohol. It's based on palmitic acid, which is a naturally occurring oil. I'm sorry, just a fat. And basically, it's just an alcohol version of that. And this also allows for like easy gliding, and it gives it a nice consistency. So I'm really thrilled about the moisturizer because of how much time I've put into it. And I think you're going to like it too. So that's going to be the big launch. That's not only going on Amazon, but that's going to be on our website, our mdcrafted.co, mdcrafted.co. But that's not going until probably October because there's so many components to that one, including packaging, label, and then just getting all the units shipped over to our fulfillment center. Product number three, that is our vitamin C serum. This is our anti-aging product, which I'm actually really excited about too. We've been testing this one for about 3 months. It has a lot of cool stuff. So it's 13% vitamin C, it's 0.5% ferulic acid, 1% vitamin E, and it has olive oil. Now, why is that interesting? Olive oil is not commonly used, and I'm not sure why, but we selected olive oil for this vitamin C serum because it has penetration enhancing activity. And one of the problems with most vitamin C serums is that they do not penetrate deeply enough to actually have visible effects on your skin, to stimulate collagen synthesis, to erase dark circles, dark lines, and discoloration. But using olive oil, consistently putting olive oil on your skin, actually kind of in a sense opens your skin barrier to a small degree, and it enhances penetration. This one is still in stability testing, so it's probably not going to be ready until November at earliest, possibly Christmas time. So if you're looking for something to enhance someone's Christmas shopping list, consider this one. Hopefully it's going to be out by Christmas. So that is what we've been working on. Three products, the fourth being a sunscreen, probably not until early next year. And we're excited. We're super excited to share these with you. I feel like giving birth to a child. Obviously, that's not nearly the same of an experience, but in a sense, it's like you put in all this effort, you put in all this time, and you are hoping that everyone likes it. And it feels like letting your kid get out into the real world. So exciting things coming for you. Thank you for your support. I would love for you to reach out to us with any questions. Send us an email, contact@mdcrafted.co. Let us know what you think. Give us some feedback already on our podcast. Give us some suggestions for content, and stay in touch. If you haven't already, check out our social media pages. Go to Instagram. Our username, our profile name, our handle is natural_dermatologists. I took down the YouTube channel and I rebranded it. It's now called Skin Tutor. And I'm going for a way different demographic slash approach on this one. So if you're interested in seeing what's going on over there, go to Skin Tutor on YouTube. It will probably be a big departure from what you're used to getting from us on our podcast and our Instagram page. So anyways, thanks for listening. And again, thank you for your support. Talk to you guys soon.